You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Glad you're with us today. Our topic today is in our leadership series and is titled Inspiring Trust in Leaders. My guest today is Dan Corrigan, a partner with Wickman Patterson Corrigan, an insurance and financial advisory company. Dan's a member of the Million Dollar Roundtable. He's a public speaker and is active in his community. Dan frequently speaks to elite business professional groups on topics such as simplified planning concepts to estate and business planners, along with motivation and ethical topics. Dan's approach is uncomplicated, and he receives wide appeal from financial and legal advisors seeking assistance with his communication skills. He has presented his concepts to people at numerous industry meetings and conventions. Dan is committed to making his business a mission rather than making his mission a business. This is a big key to Dan's character. Hey, well, welcome, Dan.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Just great.
Hey, question for you. How did you get into the insurance and financial advisory industry?
Good question. When I was 18, my mentor said, you know, you need three people in your life, a pastor, a good doctor, and a good person with insurance and financial matters. Mm-hmm. And he recommended that I consider the life insurance industry, mm-hmm. which I did. Shortly into the business, I realized that salespeople are either selling product or they're helping solve problems. And I wanted to be a problem solver, which required planning. And so my business grew into saving for retirement and for education as well as investment.
So to our topic today, what are the key cornerstones to inspiring trust in leaders, Dan?
I believe trust is a function of two things, character and competence. The quickest way to erode trust is through character issues. The problem is, are you consistent? Are you honest? Do you tell the truth? Are you reliable? Do you show up on time?
Yeah. So when you say these character issues, what might these be and how would they manifest themselves in a person?
Well, competence, which leads to the trust issues, having the heart of a servant, what does that mean? It means everybody's more important than you are. You put everybody before yourself. That's how you serve. Servant's really a form of the word slave, which means other people own what you do. You serve them.
Mm-hmm. So what are the types of trust you've found that exist out there, Dan?
Well, first you need to build self-trust, believe it or not. You need to believe in yourself. You need to understand that even though you're not perfect, as long as you're doing your very best, you can trust yourself. And then there's relationship trust, people you're committed to, like a partner or a spouse. You need to be able to come through for them. And then there's organizational trust. Do you show up on time? If people are dependent upon you in their job and you're not doing yours, the organization begins to crack and fall down. So you need organizational trust, and you need market trust. You need to become known as an honest person, a person that's good to know. And I've been really surprised in my life where people came to me and said, the reason I came here, because I understand you're a trustworthy person. Mm-hmm. So for them, it was more about trust than it was competence. But it's through competence that they begin to believe in you. Mm-hmm. And then there's societal trust. You know, do you contribute to your community? Are you visible helping other people when there's things that need to be done for the nonprofits or the small things in town?
Mm-hmm. Have you worked with people in your career, Dan? There just seems to be a lot of great people that have leadership capabilities, or maybe they're in a role of leadership, and they just don't have that inner self-confidence or trust in themselves so that they can do it. Have you worked with anybody in that arena before?
I think that's the big problem that we can help people with. How do you deal with your fears and anxieties? You need to have a plan to get better, not get worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also speak about credibility. What's all involved in this area?
Well, number one is integrity. We hear people talk about it. That word comes from making whole. Are you whole? Are there holes in you? Integrity. Are you consistent, reliable? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you show up on time? Do you go the extra mile? Do you give more than you take? What is your intent? Do you look like a person that intends to do the right thing? What are your capabilities? Do you tell people you can do more than you really can? Or are you honest about, this is what I can do, this is something that I cannot do?
Which actually goes back to just knowing who you are yourself. And
being real honest about
exactly.
it. Exactly. You know, and also be results-oriented.
Mm-hmm. So as a person's working on building this trust and working on themselves, what are some of the behaviors I might see or expect to see when someone's building trust and credibility?
Surprisingly, the most critical thing to build trust is listening. Not talking. The greatest speech in the world is not as good as you're listening to somebody. People need a good listening to. So you need to ask good questions so people will sit down with you and tell you about their greatest fears and anxieties and get some of the junk, if you will, out on the table and realize that they can deal with it. It's amazing that when people tell you all the things that they're worried about, they feel better. They feel empowered. It helps them build their strength. And if you ask them, you know, when's the last time somebody talked to you this way, they say, well, you know, nobody ever asked me. Nobody listens. You know, be known for the problems you solve, not the products you sell.
Right. And I think a key to that also that I found is, and I'll just use myself as an example, when someone asks me about something that's going on in my life, I do sort of have a filter that I want to be sure that that's a genuine question. And that they really do care,
yeah.
versus just say, hey, how's it going or whatever.
Well, and it's amazing as you go through life, you develop kind of an internal thermostat for feelings. It seems like God gives us the ability to understand whether or not that person is trustworthy. But it does take time. You don't find that out from what people say. You find it out from what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that God gave us two ears and a mouth. I think that ratio speaks to something. But anyway, yeah, so it's good to ask a question and then
It's surprising that if you really listen to somebody, it actually empowers them. They feel better about themselves. It helps them understand better where they're going and what they're doing. It's like they can't sort it out by themselves, but if they have somebody to talk to, they get it all out on the table and figure out, well, this was more important than I thought it was. This is less important. And they come away with some determination about how to move forward.
Mm-hmm. So any other tips on being a good listener?
Well, the main thing is put duct tape over your mouth and don't interrupt people.
All right. I'm not sure if that's going to work or not, Dan, but that's good advice, though. Okay. You've talked about being a transparent leader. One of the things in my business career that I've come across is there seems to be a misunderstanding between transparency, and sometimes not all people are privy to all the information out there. How can you overcome that or address that?
Well, at the end of the day, you have to show respect and you have to have straight talk. But you also need to know that confidentiality is the hallmark of any professional. People have to know that while you're transparent, that you're not going to repeat anything that is personal and confidential.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to ask them to clarify their expectations, to confront them with reality, discuss the undiscussable, you know, but do it with care, do it with kindness and gentleness. Show loyalty. I prize loyalty the highest of all. And just keep on getting better each day. Are you a better person today than you were yesterday? That's one of the things that really guides me. It's a cinch by the inch and it's hard by the yard. So it's a daily deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy. You know, it's easy to say, you know, you can get better or I got to get better. But what are some practical steps do I do to accomplish that?
Well, we need some people who can hold us accountable, a small group of men, your spouse. Sometimes we think we're better than we are. Sometimes we think we're worse than we are. We're wrong in both cases. You know, it's good to have someone to hold us accountable. And it's also important when you figure out you've done something wrong to right the wrongs.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to do. So if someone came to you and said, okay, I want to begin improving myself with being a leader, where would you tell me to begin? I mean, which one of these components is the best to start with?
It's important to understand that today matters. The good Lord said, give us this day, and I think it's really important. Learn from the past, but don't load it on to today. Mm-hmm. Plan for the future, but don't load it on to today. Today should be a day-tight compartment. Make each day equal to a lifetime. That really is one thing. The next thing that I think is that we need to control our attitude. It's the only thing we really can control. So, what do you do each day to get a good attitude going? First thing might be prayer, read a book, something motivational, go for a brisk walk, eat a little food, you know, but start the day right. And understand that you can think of one good thing you could do in addition to what you planned, you'll have a great day. Having a list of what you're going to do that day, rather than trying to remember it, you'll get more done and get it done faster and get it done better. Have a list of priorities and review them. Prioritize your priorities. Remember that if you chase two rabbits, they'll both get away. Understand that if you pursue 20% of your priorities really hard, you'll get an 80% return. Discipline. Decisions to make can help you make a good start, but it takes discipline to have a good finish.
Yeah, it's hard to keep a consistency, I think. You know, perseverance, you know, to keep at it every day because, you know, not every day's a great day. I mean, there's good days, but there's also days that seem with stress. And
accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Start your list for tomorrow at the end of the day. Stick to the list. Make time for the ones that you love. Find significance in your career. Success is peace of mind, knowing that you did your best. You couldn't do any more. Be the best that you can be. And remember this, you can't get a brand new start in life, but you can start today and have a brand new finish.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that God's given you the ability to think. Find a place each day to sit and think. Place a high credence to thinking. And remember the big picture, faith, family, and finances. Faith is about attitude, thinking, and growth. Family is about relationships, health, and generosity. Finances is about priorities, commitments, and values. People care about what you know, but they care more about what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. And seeing that consistently lived out in your life on a day-to-day basis. Hey, well, Dan, I'm getting a high sign here that we're out of time for today. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your insights on the leadership. You can learn more about Dan at clauseronbusiness.com. And also assess some of our previous podcasts and see more about who we are as well. Hey, well, we're out of time for today. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Clauser on Business.